I'm Matt Bush for BPR News. The body of Riley Howell was returned to his hometown of Waynesville Thursday via a procession that traveled from Charlotte. Howell was killed Tuesday after tackling a gunman who was firing into a classroom on the campus of UNC Charlotte. That he acted that way was no surprise to Howell's high school soccer coach. Riley Howell was a goalkeeper on the soccer team at T.C. Robertson High School in Asheville, where his coach was Josh Martin, who called Howell a leader and a very mature person for his age.
So I think quiet leadership would be the best way to describe him. He was a backup goalkeeper for us, so quite vocal on the field as one would imagine, but I think overall just a quiet stoicism.
Even though he was the coach and Howell was the player, Martin says he got more and learned more from Howell than Howell likely got from him.
My greatest memory of Riley is we had about a 10-hour bus ride to Emerald Isle, North Carolina. He was reading The Lord of the Rings on a bus, about 110 degrees on the bus, and I couldn't believe that he was able to do that, as I'm one who gets a bit of a stomach ache when I try to read with a moving vehicle.
By tackling the gunman and sacrificing his own life by doing so, Howell is being called a hero by many, including the Charlotte-Mecklenburg police chief, who said Howell saved countless lives. When asked if he viewed Howell as a hero, Martin said,
"Yes, but I wish he was just a college student."
A memorial service will be held Sunday evening at Lake Junaleska near Riley Howell's hometown of Waynesville. I'm Matt Bush.